That's not what Paul did in verses 18. Colossians 1, Isaiah 13, 15. He now brings in, verses 15, he now brings in every shade of that word, Roshit, in the Hebrew text. You know, we say it used for head, right? Right? Roshit, Rosh, used for head, used for top, right? He brings in everything. Dominion, right? Look at verse 15. He says, down to it, he says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, referring to Christ, right? For by him all things were created, that are in heaven, that are on the earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones, dominion, principalities, or power, or all things were created through him, for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. He is the head. Did you see that? Rosh, right? He is the Rosh of the body, right? The church, who is the beginning. Did you see that? Okay, right? Beginning, right? Who? Jesus is the beginning, Genesis 1, right? He's the beginning. That's another shade of the word Rosh, Reshit, right? The firstborn. Did you see that? Did you see that? Jesus from the dead, and in him, he may have the preeminence. Did you see that? Preeminence model, right? 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So he brings in all those shades of the word Rosh and Roshit. Hallelujah. 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 Very important. So when I write, or when Moses wrote to them concerning the first fruits, he was pointing to God's work of salvation. When Moses writes to them about the first fruits, he's pointing to God's work of salvation. So therefore, when I get to Genesis 1, now what do we Genesis 1 in this light? It will not be. When you see in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Can you put it and say, in the first fruits, God created the heavens and the earth? Can you have that? Can you have that? Are you following me? We are reading Moses now. In the first fruits, God created the heavens and the earth. That is what God, now remember I told you what it means is that in the beginning God created the heavens in the earth, right? That's what it means, the heavens in the earth. God created the heavens and the earth, in the earth, right? Right? Now, let's look at something. So, that means when you find the heavens and the earth will be in the first fruit. How was he saying? Did you have all his purpose is writing? He opposed his writing with God's work of redemption. I say that God's work, God's intervention. It is in the Roshit, in the beginning. Now, today, with the interpretation, I would say in Christ, God created the heavens and in the earth. Can we have that? Can we have that? Right? Aha. And did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, listen to this. Look at what I have in my notes. That is, you will find heaven and earth, God and man will be in the first fruit. God and man will be found in the first fruit. And the first fruit is God. So, listen. Let me put it like this. So, in the beginning, or in the first fruit, God created the heavens and the earth. Right? Now the first fruits is God. Where's the door? Hallelujah. Amen. So that means in the first fruits, in the first fruits, what I will have, I need to follow closely. In the first fruits, you have heaven and earth. God created the heavens and earth in the first fruits, right? Right? Now, back to Moses' day. No, we are moving from Moses' day to Jesus' day. Or from Moses' day to the epistles to today. That is what we are doing. We are moving from Moses' day to and to our day. Glory to God. At least we are taking on different audiences. So if we read it today, we say in Christ. Right? Right? We say in Christ, what you will find is what? Heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you following me? God and man in Christ. In Moses' day, what you will find, what they will call it, because you will not have the word Christ or Jesus, right? You say in the beginning, in the first fruits, right? So if you have to interpret it, the first will be the head, in God, right? So Moses is writing in God, right? In God. God created the heavens and the earth. Are you following me?
Yes.
Eh? In the first fruit, God. The first fruit is God. God's glory, right? God in his glory, right? He created heaven and the earth. Amen. Are you following that? You want me to come over here, I'll come over here again. You see, I'm laying emphasis very well here. Because this is a grand of what we are looking at. We're entering, we're getting to the topic really. Glory to God. And that is the reason for the last 3 weeks of looking at the whole lot of intro so that we know what we're doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is why, so since the first fruit is God, right? This is why, can you not see why John would not write, in the beginning was the Logos, was the Logos. The Logos was with God, and God is the Logos. This is that. So what John is writing is that the beginning is God. That's what John is writing. That's what John wrote. So in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word is God. So where will you find God? God is the beginning. That's what is the same thing with what John has said. In John 1. Hallelujah. And we know that Moses' heaven and earth would be descriptive to point to God's creation. So Moses will not use the heavens and the earth, which is what we've explained over time. We are going to look at it again. The sky, so when it calls the heavens, your face goes up to the sky, right? So it's that it uses it descriptively. So the sky and the earth in the same place. To teach God and man in the same place. Do you see that? God and man will be united in the same place. So, in God's first fruit, what you will find is the union of heaven and earth. In God's first fruit, what you will find will be the union of heaven and earth. And when Jesus was to teach about heaven in Matthew 5:45, Matthew 6:9, they say, our Father who is in heaven. So he used heaven for the spirit, for the spiritual. Right? Hallelujah. Spirit of our Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at Matthew 6:9. It says, thy will, when it doesn't say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is he talking about? It's that union. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now let's go back to Genesis. I'm a bit fast. That is already past it. So, right?
Yeah.
I will just start it. In Genesis 1, verse 2, Moses quickly now shows us the earth without the heaven. Don't worry, this is a background. We'll go deeper next week. I'll go into it next week. Deeper. So, Moses quickly now shows us the earth without the heaven. So, since we say when the heaven will be the spirit, right? Matthew 5:45, our Father who is in heaven, right? Referring to the spirit, spiritual, right? Right? Spiritual. So when Moses now writes Genesis 1:2 and says the earth was without form and void, Genesis 1:1, it says in the beginning, what you have in the first fruit, you have the heavens and the earth. The heavens and the earth in the same place together. Right? Now that shows you verse 2. He shows you, remember, we're going to look at something. He shows them in verse 2, the earth without the heaven. That is, the earth without the spirit. And he calls it darkness. He calls it form without form and void. To who and who? Form and void. Hallelujah. Form and void. We're taking a quick turn today, but we're going to look at it deeper next week. Now, Paul will also show us that the earth is used for man, the man who has not believed the gospel. 2 Corinthians 4, quickly. Hope you follow me. 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 3 to 4. He said, but if our gospel is veiled, that word veiled means hid. If our gospel is hid, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Say, whose mind the God of this age has blinded. Take note of that. Who do not believe. Lest the light of the gospel, which is the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Remember, I need you to see this. God, the first fruit is who? The first fruit is who? Christ. Okay, the beginning is the first fruit, right? Now, something you will see next week is the fact that Moses now uses another word to describe that beginning, or sheath, in verse 26. Now calls it image. We'll see that. We'll see how those words are related. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you following me? Let's make man in our image. Remember Genesis 1:1 is in the first fruit. God made, what will you have in the first fruit? God and man. Now let's make man in our image. Are you following me? Forget to see that truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So where will you find? So that will be also an explanation of what Genesis 1:1. Glory to God. But we'll take it one at a time. So, here in 2 Corinthians 4:3, Paul will call the man who has not believed the gospel, he will call him, his heart is blinded. Darkness, right? He brings in that shade of the word darkness, blinded, to be blind. Darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blind. Dark. Remember, the background, the audience of Genesis is who? Is who? Eh? The audience will be those in Exodus, right? With the audience of Exodus. And in Exodus chapter 6, 4, verse 9, there were people who were unbelieving. That means they did not believe the words of God spoken by Moses from verses 6 to verses 8. Are you following that? So they were unbelieving. So what Moses writes is for you to see. He has shown you this is the audience. So when he gets to verse 2, what is he telling them? He's describing them. Do you get it? When he gets to Genesis 1, he's already describing his audience. He says there was empty and void, blind, darkness. Did you see that? It's a description of that audience. Are you following me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Moses writes for you to see the hardness of their heart, and writes for them to see the hardness of heart, unbelief. Did you see that? Are you following that? You see that we are reading them together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are following you. Hope you are following me. Okay. I want to see the hardness of your heart. So he calls it darkness. That word darkness is what is used to depict evil. Evil. Wickedness. Evil. Wickedness. You also describe them as form without form and void. That is what tohu bohu. Tohu wa bohu or tohu bohu. That word tohu wa bohu is the one you find in Jeremiah 4:22. It's used for what has no value. What has no value. What is wasted. What is unkept. Unclean. What has no value. What is wasted. Or wasted. without value. Without value. So Moses writes so you can see the darkness. I mean, right for you to see that darkness is man's unbelief. Darkness is man's effort. It's man-made. You see that? Darkness is what man made, the earth was without form and void. Because in chapter 1, it says God created the heavens and the earth. Then God shows you the earth and he said the earth is without form and void. Are you following that? So let you know that, see, what God creates is what? Heaven and earth. Then he now shows you that, A, that darkness is man-made. Because what do you find the Spirit of God doing hovering over the surface of the deep? The next thing he says is what? Let there be light. So to make you know that all God does is what? Light. And he now separates light from darkness. We see that as we proceed in the fact of the gospel. Hallelujah. In the fact of the gospel, God separates light from darkness. You see that? Hallelujah. That is God's judgment. We'll get to see all that. Hallelujah. But remember, I said, you must see my emphasis. Where my emphasis is on. Right? Now, where am I emphasizing on? Darkness is man's effort. And darkness will depict wickedness, will depict what is of no value, what is useless. Hallelujah. I'm speaking like an Indian. But it's useless. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you following me? Hallelujah. So, man's effort is man's made. Is man-made. Darkness is man-made. Man's unbelief. Would that be man's hardness of heart? Yes. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, you must see that value, what God has called value, is not money. What God has called value is not your education. What God has called value is the spirit in man. Are you following? It's the spirit in man. That is what God calls value. Because we have just seen that the earth without the heaven is what? Valueless. Right? It doesn't have value. It's useless. So, a man becomes, let me use this word. I think I will not get fought over it, or they will not fight me over it. Well, who am I? How many members do I have? Do I get that? Hallelujah. Okay, you. Let me just see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It looks a bit harsh on some, and it's good as if I'm coming after some people, but I'm not. I'm just teaching. Well, let's allow it to. Hallelujah. So what God calls value is his spirit in man. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So it's man-made, which is darkness is man-made. Can you see that darkness is man-made? Unbelief is man-made. That is darkness. And what does God do? Light. And the light is separated from darkness. Hello, God. Hallelujah. So what you need to see is that Genesis 1:1 is the solution to Genesis 1:2. Genesis 1:2 is the earth without the heaven. And what is God's plan? What is God's plan in chapter 1, verse 1? It's for what? Man to be united in the first fruit. That is God's heaven and earth. Are you following me? So chapter 1:1 is the solution to 1:2. So Moses then writes in chapter 1:2 for you to see the work of the Spirit. And what is that work? He hovers over the surface of the deep. Right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the word waters. Now, when you use that word waters, waters is used, it's something you later now see in chapter 2, verses 14, which we'll later see. It's used, which we've also seen, in our teaching on following God's plan. It's used for nations. Waters is used for nations. So, meaning God's spirit, God's work is what? Over the nations of the world. Are you following me? So he is the word waters for nations. So God's work is over the nations of the world. Are you following me? Not one clan, not one nation, but the whole nation of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Over the nations of the world. To make you know that the gospel is global. The gospel is not for a set of people, it's for everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you must see man the way God sees them. Is it a man who see? You must see a man. You must see man the way God sees them. Are you following me? That is the soul winner's body. That is how a believer should see. He must see with the lenses of God. He must see men as God sees them. He must see men in their office and see men as God sees them. God sees the man who is not born again as one who is valueless, as one who has no value, but has there is a solution. Hallelujah. Are you following me? There's a solution. So, but the man who is not saved is called Tohu Abohu. And what is God's plan? The Spirit over the surface of the waters. Hallelujah. God sees that one as his responsibility. So, Moses quickly shows you God's work is what? Hovering over the surface of the deep. So, God doesn't want man to be useless, man to be without form and void, to be Tohu Abohu. Are you following me? So, that is the reason why you see history hovering over the surface of the deep. And in our last series, we say, where will you find the Spirit? In the Old Testament books. Where? Then let me see who can remember. In the message. Did you see that? I believe when the message is taught. So God's plan is for man to be saved. Are you following me? Hallelujah. God's plan is that solution in Genesis 1:1. Heaven and earth. Man in Christ. Are you following me? Glory to God. So when I see a man who is not saved, I see a man who is in need of God's salvation. I see a man who is thirsty for God's salvation. He might not know it. I already. He might not know it. He might not see it. He might not perceive it. But you see it. Hallelujah. This is a man God wants to reach. This is a man God wants to save. This is a man that God wants to deliver. This is a man who is in darkness that God sent his own son to die for. I have not seen it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To see them in another form apart from this, you are seen amiss. You are seen wrong. Glory to God. Glory to God. I see men as God sees them. Hallelujah. And what will God do? That's what you are doing. That's what you are doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we are going to see right now as we begin to close. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So the Spirit of God hovers over the surface of the deep. That is, the Spirit of God is canvassing. He's canvassing. He's canvassing. Convincing the heart of men. Convincing the heart of men. Paul now shows us in that same 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5. Verse 4 into 5. He says, whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe? He says, lift the light of the gospel, of the glory of Christ. Who is the image of God? Can we say, who is the first fruit, right? The image of God. Who is the beginning? To shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves. Do you see? Hallelujah. We do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And ourselves your bond servants for Christ's sake. You need to see that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how does the Spirit of God convince the heart of man? It happens through the preaching of the gospel. It happens through the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in 1 Corinthians 2:4, the Spirit work. He says, I came not to you. 1 Corinthians 2:4, sorry. 1 Corinthians 2, 4. He said, I came not to you with essence of speech, he said, but with a demonstration, apodexis. What? Demonstration of the Holy Ghost and power. Hallelujah. So the spirit work is to put forth light. That word apodexis means to put forth light on dark surface. So the spirit work is to put on light on the dark surface. And Paul says, it is by my preaching. I came not to you with empty words. Hallelujah. Are you following that? It's in the preaching of the gospel. It's in the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise that the Spirit of God puts light on the works of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The heart of man illuminates. Hallelujah. I will trust God. Glory to God. So what is right? For you to see that God's answer to man's darkness, man's self-destruct, man's darkness, man's self-destruct. It's Genesis 1:1. It's in the beginning. The answer is Genesis 1:1 in the beginning. The answer is God's first fruit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the answer to man's darkness is God's first fruit. It's the gospel of God. It's God's intervention, God's salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this answer also answers the question of their days. God is the answer to every of man's problem. All of man's problem is united in God's solution. We'll see that. All of man's problem. As we progress beyond this series, we'll see that all of man's problem is united in God's solution. That is to say, God's solution is the answer to all of man's problem. All of man's problem. All of man's problem. All of man's problem. Science innovations is not. No. Good morals is good, but it doesn't answer man's problem. Good moral is good, but good moral is having a best, a wonderful car without an engine. Hallelujah. Having a wonderful, beautiful car, first class made, without an engine, it is not working. It cannot work. Hallelujah. Good morals are founded first in God's solution. God's answer to man's problem. That is God's salvation. God's intervention. God's intervention. Hallelujah. So as we progress, we'll see more. And I trust that our hearts will burn. Burn much more for the preaching of the gospel in our days. Hallelujah. To burn much more. And many men will be saved. Many men will be saved. I'm telling you. You see, many men will be saved. Not just saved, we'll have many men on the street. Many men on the street preaching the gospel. Preaching the truth from God's word. Hallelujah. There will be no fear on our streets. There will be no fear on our streets. No. No. There will be no fear. You know what I mean? There will be no fear gospel. Fear for rapture, fear. No! There will be no fear on our streets. This gospel will be preached. Hallelujah. Men will genuinely surrender. Hallelujah. Men will genuinely receive the gospel. Be saved. And they will join that laborer. Many men on our field. Many men on our field. Many men on our field. I'm telling you the truth. Many men on the field. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The days are here. The days for one-on-one, much more one-on-one evangelism. The days are here for house-to-house, door-to-door evangelism. And this will stay there. This will stay there. Hallelujah. I trust God's process in the teaching of His word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's thank Him.